Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, you've been ghosted. We're trying to stop that, and we know that that is a tall task, but at least we can help get some answers. What we're going to do right now is talk to Claire and find out about her situation. Good morning, Claire.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, already defeated. I can tell by the sound of your
voice.
Yeah, a little bit.
Give us a backstory, okay? We understand that you have been ghosted by Tony, but we need more details, and then we're going to try to figure out what happened, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I had a bizarre experience, and clearly I'm upset about it. I don't know if I'm the only one that this has happened to, if he's done it to multiple women, but I went into Facebook groups to talk about it, and they couldn't believe what I was saying.
Okay, you got our attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was really excited about this guy to the point that I told people in my life about him. He was the first guy online to actually get me excited. And there were really no red flags with him, from his family to the job to, like, how he treated me when we were talking. And finally he asked me out, and I looked forward to it for, like, a week and a half. We talked every day on the phone leading up to it. And then finally our date rolled up, and I spent 2 hours getting ready. I was so excited and nervous and wanted to look good for him. And when I got there, he told me he was there, and I texted him that I was there too, but I couldn't find him. He kept saying he's in different parts of the restaurant, and I kept saying that I was there, and I kept walking around trying to find him. And I started feeling really weird, like this was bizarre, and I kept asking, what was going on? Where are you? And then finally, after like 40 minutes, he said he just can't, and blocked me, like straight up blocked me, to where I couldn't text him or call him.
So, just can't? Just can't what?
I have no idea, and I can't get answers. Like, I can't reach out to him. I have no way of contacting him.
Either this guy is a frequent offender, or I think I've seen her post in my Facebook groups, because people have been talking about a guy doing this.
Really?
What do you mean? Just making women show up, and then he's not there?
Yes. I don't know what the story behind it or what's going on, but...
Huh.
Dang.
Claire, I can't believe you waited for 40 minutes.
Yeah, for real.
Seriously.
I couldn't. It was so bizarre. I couldn't tell if, like, I was doing something wrong, or if he was, like, if I was in the wrong restaurant. It just, like, it was so bizarre. It's one of those situations where it takes you a little while to, like, realize.
Process everything.
Happening. Or, yeah.
The math ain't mathing.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully he doesn't have our number and has blocked us, because we're going to try him right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
I dare him to say, I just can't with us.
I just can't.
Hello?
Tony.
Yeah?
Will you give us a quick second? I'm going to tell you everything that's going on, but I don't want you to freak out and hang up on us. My name is Brad Booker and Alex Franco, Audrey Allen. We're all here on the call. We do a morning radio show on Mix 94.7, we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone where we help out people that have been ghosted. Now, we don't try to shame anyone. We're not on anyone's side, per se. We just help facilitate conversations. And Claire's on the phone because she said that she had been talking to you and was really looking forward to your in-person date. But then something really weird happened where she showed up. She said you were there and you kept texting back and forth and she couldn't find you. And then you ultimately blocked her and said, I can't. Yeah. So she is just really, really at a loss as to what happened.
And we're curious.
So we're hoping that you will give her the respect of explaining the situation. And then if you're not interested in her, okay, we'll move on and be done with it forever.
Okay.
Will you please talk to us and explain what happened?
Sure. Honestly, I almost hung up because, I kind of don't want to do this, but it'd be avoiding it like I did that day. There's nothing really deep or sinister going on. It's just I'm not into her. I wasn't attracted when I saw her, and I kept trying to, force myself to, go up and meet her at the restaurant, but instead it just, I don't know, it just felt really awkward. I just kept avoiding her to see if I could, become attracted to her. Maybe the lighting was just bad or something.
Wait, so are you saying that you were there and you saw her and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm not attracted to her?
Yeah. I just didn't want to waste either one of our time with, a whole date and dinner and,
Well, I guess I understand. I'm not saying I agree with what you did, but I understand, if you're not attracted to someone, you know that it's not going to work out.
Yeah, you were already there.
But you were already there.
Why did you put the effort in to get ready?
Yeah, so cowardly.
And go. I mean, damn. Audrey.
I mean, I'm sorry, but if you spent 2 hours getting ready for someone, got to the place, you're all excited, they're there, they see you from afar, leave and block you... Come on.
Tony, we're not... Dinner. I'm sorry. I told him we were not going to shame him.
Oh, I know.
Him.
Look at us.
Yeah.
It's a bad look, right? Anybody's going to be more inclined to take her side in this, right? You understand?
Yeah. I know. I probably didn't handle it well, but I don't know. It seemed like her pictures weren't up to date.
Give us 30 more seconds here, and then we'll let you go. Claire, okay. I feel like you have every opportunity and deserve a right to say whatever you want to say. And then we'll be done with this situation forever. But you heard what Tony said. I'm sure that did not sit well with you. What are you thinking?
Not at all. I mean, that is so immature and completely rude. I hope you grow up and learn how to treat people. That's absolutely insane.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, Tony, thank you for at least talking to us and explaining the situation.
He said sorry, at least.
Yeah, he did say sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. This is awkward. Good luck, Claire. We really hope that this does not deter you from trying to find someone that is going to love you.
No, I deserve better than that.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.